Sorry Bond the Rapper, we come to the right place. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Brenton Toverance and this is episode 6. Today we're going to be talking about how to improve your freestyling. So as a rapper, being able to freestyle is an impressive skill. It's one of the most important skills that you can use. And today we're going to be talking about how you can get better at it and improving it. So the first tip for improving your freestyling is, if you're new to freestyling or you don't have much experience with freestyling, you want to start basic and you want to build from there. So what this means is, you know, like if you're wanting to improve, you know, you don't really have that much experience, you want to get better, you know, you want to start as basic as you can. So this can be in terms of the raps that you're freestyling. So, you know, when you're just starting out, you don't really want to worry about freestyling like really complex and advanced rhyme schemes, you know, like rhyming more than one word. You know, when you're just starting, you just want to start basics. You know, when you freestyle, just freestyle one syllable raps, two syllable raps if you can. You know, just keep it real simple, because when you're just starting, you know, you're not really focusing on trying to be the best at it straight away. You know, you want to build up to that, because that's how you get good at freestyling. You know, you practice, you put the work in, you build up to it, and that's how you get good at it, that's how you get great at it. So, you know, just start basic. And, you know, and another way you can start basic is, you know, like the stuff that you're freestyling about. You know, like when you freestyle and you're not getting like many things to like rap about in your head, you know, try not to, you know, stress about that. Try not to worry about that. You know, just really try and just rap about, you know, the first things that do pop into your head. You know, kind of just go with the flow, kind of just let it go, let it flow as you're freestyling. And, you know, like if you feel like you're struggling of trying to think of things to freestyle or rap about, you know, just start spitting, start freestyling, just let it come to you. So yeah, try not to like get frustrated if you're finding it hard to think of things to say. You know, just pick something and just start. You know, it's that easy. You know, you can make it harder than it has to be. So just try and think of the first thing that comes to your mind and just go from there. So that simplifies it. The second thing for improving your freestyling is you want to practice the length of how long you can freestyle for. So you want to be able to, you know, build up that endurance. You want to be able to build up the length of time that you can actually freestyle for. So like a problem that you can have with freestyling is, you know, you'll start freestyling, you can go for a couple of bars, spit a bar or two, and then you kind of feel stuck. You don't know what else to say. You kind of, like, you know, like a mental blank, and you know, just feel like you can't keep going. So, you know, what you want to do is you want to build that up, because, you know, that's another thing you build up. You know, you're building up how long you can actually freestyle for. So what you want to do is, you know, you can do it with a beat, you can do it without a beat. Just start freestyling and go for as long as you can and see how long you can go for. And, you know, if you stuff up, you know, you can kind of put that as like a point. Like, you can kind of mark that, like, okay, like, you know, I can freestyle for this long, and that's how long I'm freestyling before I stop. So, you know, kind of freestyle and then see how long you can go for. And each time you stop, try and go further than that. Try and go further than that point that you stopped. And, you know, just keep building it up. And that's how you will be able to, you know, freestyle for ages. And, you know, it's pretty common as well. Like, even if you are experienced with freestyling, you know, sometimes, like, every now and again, you know, you may get stuck, or, you know, you may struggle a bit. But, you know, that's normal, you know, like, because, like, a good freestyle depends on a lot of things. You know, it depends, like, on like how you're feeling at the time. Like, if you're in the zone, if you got a flow happening. So, you know, like, and not every freestyle you do is going to be like the best. You know, like, some days you may freestyle and it may not be like your best freestyle, but, you know, don't let that discourage you. Just, you know, just keep going. So yeah, what you want to do is just practice. You want to freestyle with a beat or without a beat. Just practice how long you can go for without stopping, and when you stop, do it again and try and go further than that point, and just keep building it up from there. And that's how you'll be able to freestyle longer. And that's because being able to freestyle for long periods of time, that's an impressive skill. That's an impressive thing to master. So the longer you can freestyle, the better. You know, other people will take you seriously. You know, you get respect. You know, like, oh yeah, he can freestyle for ages, you know. So definitely practice that. And, you know, work on that, because that's a good skill. So yeah, the third and final thing for improving your freestyling is, you know, you want to pick words to freestyle. So, you know, you may have seen on YouTube or whatever, or like other rappers, you know, like they'll give, like with freestyling, they'll give the rappers a word, and then they will rap about that word, and they'll freestyle, and then they'll give them another word and another word, and then they'll just keep freestyling. So that's another thing as well, you know. You know, like go on Google, open a dictionary, whatever, pick five words that you want or you like or whatever, and just freestyle about them. You know, you can pick those words, you can write them down, stick them on your wall, and, you know, just whenever, just practice spitting, practice freestyling with those words. You know, like, you pick a word and just start freestyling about it, and, you know, just spit some rap, see how long you can go for, and then, you know, jump to the next word on the list, freestyle, and then the next word, and just keep doing that. And that's a really good skill to be able to improve your freestyling, because when you're given words, you know, that's like a new word that you can think of rhyme schemes for. That's a new word you can, like, you know, rap and try and, you know, mix like new words, new like rap patterns with. So, and each word that you have will be different. So, you know, that's a different approach to rapping. That's a different approach that you'll have on your freestyling. Because, you know, they go different ways. Each word is a different, leads to a different rhyme scheme, leads to a different pattern. So, you know, pick some words and freestyle about them, you know, change it up. You know, you could get 5 new words a week, you know, 5 new words a day, whatever works for you. And, you know, just practice those words. And like, with your friends too, if you rap with your friends, you know, you can train each other, you can practice with each other, give each other words to rap, and, you know, you can test your skills and build it up like that. You know, that's heaps fun. That's a good way to improve your freestyling, and, you know, that's like a really good way to, you know, improve those skills. So, you know, pick those words, pick some words to freestyle about, and use them in your raps, and yeah, you'll definitely improve from that. All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. I have a rap course that you can buy. It's currently on sale right now. For this month only, it's my birthday sale. So it's freaking awesome. It's $97. You can get it on soyouwannarapper.wixsite.com/course. It's only on sale for this month, so you've got to be quick. 9 days left. After that, it'll be back at its original price, which is $297. So you really would want to get it at this discount price. It's a great course. You'll learn. It's for beginners and people who already have experience. You know, you'll learn all the basics. You'll learn technical and advanced raps. So, being able to write raps with more than one syllable, and, you know, improving how many words you can use in your rhymes, and, you know, it'll teach you speed and flow. So, like, if you want to rap fast, it'll teach you that. If you want to sound good on the beat with the flow, it'll teach you that. It's a great course. You got to be quick though. $97 birthday sale. So you can get that on soyouwannarapper.wixsite.com/course. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.